Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, young people. Greetings in Jesus' name. All you youth who have come in from various parts of the country and out of the country, perhaps. And welcome to you all in Jesus' name. And the church body here as well. Welcome. So good to be together in the house of God, together as fellow believers. So let's stand again for a word of prayer. Can we do that this time? Father, we do love you this morning. We praise you and worship you. Thank you, Father. Thank you that you're a good God. Thank you, Father, that you pour grace daily upon our lives, Lord, and load us with benefits. Father, we praise you this morning. We thank you for the life of Christ that is within us. Thank you for that abundant life. And Father, I pray that you'd pour that life out abundantly upon us here this morning through me, your servant, through this vessel, Lord. I pray that you'd give me grace to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ in clarity and in anointing and in power and demonstration of your Spirit. I trust you for this. Bless this service. The remainder of it, we pray. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Well, young people, I know that this morning you already heard a short message that was more specifically addressed to you all. And my wife and I, we don't have children, but we are youth leaders, and we love young people. And we love children as well. But so the message this morning is, again, more specifically geared toward you all. I know this is the onset of Bible school. But I'm sure each one of us can receive what the Lord has for us as we open up our hearts to God's Word, because God's Word is, you know, it penetrates, it's quick and powerful and penetrates into our lives when it's preached. So let's turn our Bibles this morning to St. John chapter 10. John chapter 10. I'd like to read these first five verses, and then I'll give the title of the message. John chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. The title of the message this morning is Precious Sheep in the Fold of Jesus. Precious sheep in the fold of Jesus. Each one of us is precious in the sight of God this morning. Very precious. You young people are very precious in the sight of God. And all of us together as His sheep for that matter. But I'd just like to start with sharing, you know, going down through these verses, and then we're specifically going to turn to Psalms again, Brother Gerald. Psalms 23. And I'm going to go through that psalm this morning. But verse 1 here, it says, you know, it says that he that entereth in not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. You know, I get the picture this morning that we're inside the fold, and this thief and robber comes along and wants us to heed to his voice. He wants us to heed to his voice. He's climbing up over that wall and calling out to you. That thief, that robber, that wants to steal the very life that Christ has for you. He's calling out, you know, he calls out and hoping that you'll come close enough that he can snatch one of you. Kind of like a lion in a cage. You know, the lion, the cage is there. If you get close enough, the lion might be able to, you know, get his claw through the bars and tear at you or snatch you. And so, so this morning, Let's beware of the thief and the robber. But furthermore, then verse 2, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of his sheep. Now I picture Jesus, you know, I picture Him come, us all in the fold. This is more specifically, I'm sharing in regards to us being born again, having the Spirit of God living and abiding within us this morning. So I picture Jesus coming through the door of the sheepfold. To Him the porter openeth, God the Father, I believe. To Him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear His voice. And He calleth His own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Leadeth them out. So this morning, you know, this week, God is going to call you by name. Jesus the shepherd is going to call you by name. Katie, Susan, Paul, Ben. He's going to call you by name. Jesus is going to come to that door of that sheepfold, I believe, this week, and call you by name. He wants to lead you out into pastures that He has for you. Calleth His own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Okay, verse 4 there, it says, and when He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. This morning, young people, says the sheep follow Him for what? Can somebody give me that answer? For what? They know His voice. The sheep know His voice. The sheep know the shepherd's voice and does follow Him. And that's going to be the case this week, young people, and all of us together. We're going to hear the shepherd's voice. Because we know His voice. If you are born again, if you have been born of the Spirit of God and have a life that is surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you know His voice. Hallelujah. And this week, you're going to hear the voice of Jesus. And He's going to want to lead you out into pastures that He has for you. He's going to open up pastures. He's going to open up many things from His Word. Through the preaching and through fellowshipping with one another. Maybe through the prayer groups. He's going to lead you out. He putteth forth His own sheep. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. Verse 5, the voice of a stranger, they will not follow, but will flee from Him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Now listen, young people, you know the voice of your mom and dad, right? You know their voice. You can hear their voice without them even being in your presence. They can call you on the phone. And you know the voice of your mother and father when they speak to you. You know it's not some other individual. Well, Jesus says very clearly, we know His voice. His voice should be very familiar to us. But likewise, the voice of a stranger, we don't know. Somebody calls me on the phone at home and I've never met him. I've never heard him. He's a stranger. And I don't know his voice. I don't know who it is. Well, this week, you may hear some strange voices. There may be those in Bible school. There may be those here who are here for ulterior motives, like we heard our brother share this morning. There may be strange voices coming and knocking at your door. There may be voices that try to draw you into wrong influence this week. I'm going to exhort you, my brother, sister, those who know the voice of the shepherd. It says, they will flee from the voice of strangers, for they know not the voice of a stranger. So I want to exhort you this morning. There may be this week those who are in our midst who try to influence you in a wrong way, may try to draw you into their company, thus diverting you from the voice of the shepherd. Maybe they're out for fun and enjoyment. Their hearts are not set upon Christ. Just tell them you don't know their language. Just tell them you don't know their language. Tell them you don't know their voice. So this week, let's be tuned in to the voice of the shepherd. He wants to lead you out into green pastures, out into many, and I'll go into that just shortly, out into many areas of your Christian life. He wants to open up before you.
Many, it says green, He leadeth us, how does it say here? Putteth forth His own sheep, yeah, and leadeth them out. I'm sorry, I lost my portion here. When He putteth forth His own sheep, He goes before them. I thought there was something about pasture here. But anyway, let's turn to Psalms 23 at this time. Psalms chapter 23. We all know this psalm quite well, and I don't think I'm going to take time to read it first here, but just go down through the verses as David, through the Spirit of God, lays them out here. It says in Psalms 23, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." This morning, I'd just like to bring to bear upon our hearts. You know, Jesus, He goes before us. It says we can trust the shepherd to go before us. The shepherd, He goes before us, and we're to follow Him. And as the Lord is our shepherd, it says here, David says, "I shall not want." You'll not lack any good thing. You'll not lack anything as long as you allow Jesus to be your shepherd. Christ will be your answer for everything. If you're truly surrendered to Him, if you follow His beckoning voice. You know, I think of that scripture in Philippians. It says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So let's remember this morning that Jesus, the shepherd, is able to meet all of our need. He goes before us. All that we need to do, all that is required of us, is to follow Him. And we follow Him by knowing His voice, by heeding to His voice, by continuing to follow through in obedience to His voice. Then in verse 2 here, it says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And I'd like to make application this morning to green pastures being the Word of God. You know, luscious green pastures. Pastures that are filled with grass in the physical. The spiritual, the Word of God. As the Word of God is preached this week, as it's shared, allow it to come and bear upon your heart. Jesus wants to lead you into the green pastures of His Word. He wants His Word to become a very part of your being. You know, I get a picture of these sheep here out in the pasture here that David describes. He says, "He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." I get a picture there of the sheep. They're chewing their cud. They've been well satisfied. I remember back on the farm, I used to enjoy watching the cows chew their cud. You know, when they're chewing their cud, they've been well satisfied. It's a picture of a healthy cow. Picture of a healthy cow and one that has been nourished and well fed and is satisfied. There they lie. There they're lying, chewing their cud. And this morning, I believe that each one of you young people, this week, God wants to so nourish you. Jesus as a shepherd wants to so nourish you in the pasture of His Word that at the end of the week you come away well fed, satisfied. You're well fed. You have many things to meditate upon like we heard through our brother Gerald this morning. Many things to take home with you and meditate upon that will be life-changing to you as you meditate upon His Word in the days and months and years to come. So my exhortation this morning is allow God's Word this morning. Allow Jesus to lead you out into the pastures of His Word. Those deep, satisfying pastures. At the end of the week, you're well fed. You can say, I can't handle anymore, basically. Just like these sheep, you know. They're lying in green pastures because they're well fed. They've been nourished. They've been satisfied. And you know, I like this. It says, "Jesus, the shepherd, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures." He maketh us. This morning, if you follow Him, if you follow the shepherd this week, He will make you at the end of the week to be lying down in green pastures. as you follow Him into that green pasture of His Word. At the end of the week, I believe your testimony can truly be, I have been made to lie down in a green pasture. Remember, His Word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Another place in Timothy, it says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. And I know that if you as a young person this morning, if you're sold out for the cause of Jesus Christ, you have a desire to be involved in the work of His kingdom. My heart for you this week is that you can be nourished in the pasture of His Word and truly furnished unto all good works. This world needs to see the testimony of Jesus Christ, needs to see the power of God being lived out. God wants to so furnish you truly with good works through His Word. Through His Word becoming a very part of your being. Through His Word becoming a part of who you are and a part of your life being lived out. Allow that Word of God, allow Jesus the Shepherd to lead you into that green pasture this week. He promises He will do it. If you allow Him to, He will go before you. He putteth forth His own sheep, goeth before them. He wants to lead you into the green pasture of His Word. Okay, let's go on. It says here, He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leads me beside the still waters. I'd like to apply that to prayer this morning. Jesus this week, the Shepherd, wants to lead you beside still waters, young people. He wants to share His very heart with you. He wants to commune with you. He wants you to experience precious times of communion with Him as you're before Him. As you spend time with Him. He wants you to lead you beside those still waters this week to where you have precious times together with your Lord and Savior, with the Shepherd of your soul, where you're in communion with Him. You're in deep heart fellowship. There's intimacy. You're quieting your heart from the noise of this world. Spending time with Christ as friend to friend. There you are, spending time with Him. You know, I love Jesus. In Mark 1, it says He... just turn there quickly. But in Mark 1, it says He went, and numerous times in the Gospels, it says He went into a solitary place and prayed. You know, Mark 1, Jesus had a very full day in ministry. Very full. And I could go down through it, but I won't for sake of time. But in verse 35, it says, and in the morning, rising up a great while before day, He went out and departed into His solitary place and there prayed. And Simon and they that were with Him followed after Him. And when they had found Him, they said unto Him, all men seek for Thee. And He said unto them, let us go into the next towns that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. And He preached in their synagogue throughout all Galilee and cast out devils. And I know you young people this week, you want to know the will of God for your lives. I know that's your heart. If you're sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ and His Lordship over your lives, you want to know His heart. Well, here Jesus was. I just love this picture. You know, He went out a great while before day into a solitary place and prayed. And then His disciples came and said, they said, Jesus, all men are seeking You. Come on, let's get started again. Let's get started. You know, just the day before, in the evening, He was healing all kinds of people who were sick and had devils and casting out devils and ministry. It was a busy, full day. Now the next day, men were seeking Him. Many were seeking Him to come to minister to them once again. And the disciples knew this. And they said, Jesus, come on, let's get going. The day's dawning and all the people are seeking You. But you know what Jesus said? He said, let us go into the next towns and villages. Therefore am I also come forth. Let me just get this again. And he said unto them, let us go into the next towns, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. Jesus had heard from His Heavenly Father that morning. I believe He had very clearly heard the heart of God. That today, Jesus, I want You to go to other villages. I want You to go up to other villages across Galilee. Even though there were many that were wanting His attention. He knew the will of His Father. And young people, as you seek the Lord this week, as you seek His face, as you get into communion with Him, as you seek Him earnestly with your whole heart, Jesus will manifest Himself to you in ways that you may have not experienced yet. I don't know. But the Lord wants to lead you beside still waters. He wants to lead you to a place of quietness this week. A place where you can quiet your heart before Him. A place where you're just still before Him. Still hearing that still small voice. We live in a world with many noises. Many noises clamor for our attention. They want our attention. But this week, Jesus, I promise you, I know that the Lord Jesus Christ, He wants to lead you as a shepherd to a place beside still waters. Will you follow Him there? Will you follow Him beside those still waters to where you can hear His voice, even as Jesus said, this is My will for your life, son. This is My will. Walk you in it. That's the heart of Christ this morning for you, is that you can experience that Jesus leading you into that place this week as you have a very focused time, the Word of God being preached and shared. Okay, verse 3. Verse 3, He restoreth my soul. He restoreth my soul. Maybe brother or sister, you're here this morning and you need your soul restored. Maybe you're at a place of struggle. Maybe you're at a place of emotional distress. The Christian life is just so hard maybe to some of you. Some of you, you've been battling against the besetting sin. You're at a place of knowing you're weary in the battle, perhaps. Maybe you've been hurt or wounded in the battle. You know, Jesus, He wants this week to restore your soul. He wants this week to bear you up to a place of restoration spiritually and in a place of spiritual renewal. To where you can go away at the end of the week and say, God has restored my soul, even as He has promised. He's restored me. He's restored vision in my life. He's given me passion again for His work and for the cause of Christ and His kingdom. Truly, Jesus has restored my soul. And here His promises to you, brother and sister. He restoreth my soul. Believe it. You who are struggling, wrestling, weary in the battle. Jesus the Shepherd promises to you, He will restore your soul. Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah 40, I love this chapter. I just love this chapter here. You know, well, let me just first read these verses here in chapter 40, verse 28 to 31. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Maybe you're there, brother, sister. This morning you have no might, no power. You feel like you're about ready to faint. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And then let's read yet the same chapter here, verse 12 and verse 15. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Verse 15, behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket and are counted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, He taketh up the isles as a very little thing. Brother, sister, God is saying here, I am God. I am the one who holds the waters in the hollow of my hand. I am the one who holds the nations as a drop in a bucket. I am that God. Now, here you are with your little problem. Here you are. I hold the waters, the oceans in the hollow of my hand. Here you are with your problem. And maybe you think, oh, how am I ever going to get through it? How am I going to get through this difficult relationship? How am I going to get through this problem that I'm facing, this circumstance or situation? That's the setting of they that wait upon the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord, that's the setting, this mighty God of strength coming through in your life and restoring your soul and renewing your strength. That's the picture. This God wants to come through in your lives, those of you who need restoration of soul and heart. So let Jesus, the shepherd, lead you into that place this week. Let Him lead you out into that place of restoration. He'll go before you if you allow Him to, and He'll restore your soul. And I love the picture here also of the eagle. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Now, you know, we might look at it and say, okay, God just kind of supernaturally mounts us up. And that's true in a sense. But it says they shall mount up. They, those who need renewal of strength, they'll have such strength in their wings again. They'll have such strength that that strength will be there again to take you into those heavenly places. Take you up into those high places that you've kind of, you know, veered from. God wants to give you a renewal strength that you'll be able to mount up into those places of strength again and run and not be weary. You know, it says, again, they shall run. It's us, in a sense, it's us running. I know Christ in us. But we need, when we're at that place of needing renewal of strength, we simply need strength to run again. The Lord Jesus says, the shepherd of your soul says, I will cause you to run and not be weary. I'll cause such strength to come in you once again. You'll be running and not be weary. Walking and not fainting. You know, on hot summer days, even if you walk a long distance, especially on a tar road, you'll begin to most likely feel faint. But Jesus, the shepherd, promises to come through in each one of your lives who need restoration and renew your strength. And again, this mighty God who has the nations as a drop in a bucket, he meted out heaven with a span. I looked up that word span yesterday. It simply means the breadth of your hand. He meted out heaven. He meted out those stars, the moon and the atmosphere with this span of His hand. Brother, sister, is He able to restore your soul? Is He able to once again cause you to mount up with wings as eagles? Most assuredly, let Him take you to that pasture this week. Let Him lead you out into that pasture of restoration of soul, where you go away from the weak being restored, having your vision and passion for Jesus and the things of Christ and His kingdom restored in your heart, and going back home with the glory of Christ and His kingdom in your deeply and grafted in your heart and mind and spirit. Okay, let's go on. He leads us beside. Let's go back to Psalms 23. He leadeth us into path of righteousness for His name's sake. I like this. It says, plural. He leads us into paths of righteousness. Maybe God this week wants to, and I believe, you know, in many ways, God wants to reveal to you His will. He wants to lead you in the right path. Maybe there's various fronts that you're unsure of God's will for your life. Maybe there's various fronts where you're just unsure of the will of God. Well, follow Christ the Shepherd. Follow Him. He promises to lead you. Amen. Follow Him and He will lead you into path of righteousness for His name's sake. So this week, let Jesus lead you into those paths. Maybe, could it be that you're seeking the face of God in regards to a courtship? Could it be a relationship you're seeking to mend? Could be how to relate to a lost loved one in your home. It could be in ministry and God's will for me and how I can bless the body of Christ, your local assembly. You know, what's my place in the body of Christ? Where do I fit in? You're seeking the will of God. What's my gift for the body? Jesus said He will lead you into path of righteousness, brother, sister, young person. Maybe it's how to reach out to a lost neighbor. Or maybe God wants to give you a vision of your life calling. I don't know. That there could be various fronts here this morning that you may be seeking the will of God and wondering, what does God have for my life? God's promise to you, that brother, sister, is that He will lead you into those paths. He will lead you into those paths. Allow Jesus, a shepherd, to lead you this week into path of righteousness. Like I said, they could be many and varied, those paths this morning. Allow Him to lead you. Remember again, His sheep know His voice. This morning you can claim that promise. Believe it. My sheep know my voice. Somehow I know the voice of God this week. Isn't that exciting, brother, sister? Somehow I'm going to hear the voice of the shepherd this week. I'm here for Christ's sake. I'm here for my shepherd's sake. And my life is fully surrendered to His Lordship. Rest in anticipation that you will hear His voice. His sheep know His voice. I believe to each one of you who has a heart after the Lord, in some way, shape, or form, you will hear the voice of God this week. Whether through the preaching, whether you're in prayer by yourself, whether you're fellowshipping with another brother or sister, whether it's in the prayer groups, you will hear the voice of the Lord, the voice of the shepherd. It says you know that His sheep know His voice. His sheep know His voice. So let's this week allow the shepherd to lead you into those places. I just love that again. Jesus goes before us. We don't have to try to find our own way. As we just rest in our shepherd's care, He goes before us. And He makes it plain. He makes it plain. The path that He would have us to enter into. And so allow Jesus to lead you into those places this week. As a shepherd, He's going to lead, He's going to put you forth. Allow Him to lead you into path of righteousness. And for His name's sake, that His name may be glorified. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Again, I see David here saying, Jesus, the shepherd, is with me. I'll fear no evil. I can walk through that valley. And I love the picture there. Walking, you know, just calmly walking through that valley. Not running. It was the valley of the shadow of death. It was a deep, dark valley. But David said, as long as Jesus, the shepherd, is with me, I can just calmly walk through that valley. I'll fear no evil. Though the wild beasts of the forest are roaring and making themselves known, though they seem to want to prey upon me, I'll fear no evil. This morning, brother, sister, you may be going through afflictions and trials. The tempter's voice may be upon you. Maybe you're coming here deeply, just deeply distressed and oppressed. Maybe you're in a place of just not understanding. How do I, you know, the devil, how do I overcome him? Maybe you're tempted, tried, tested. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. First Peter chapter 5 verse, I'll start reading in verse 5. 5b, I just wanted to get 5 in there a little bit. It says, "For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." Verse 6, God has a mighty hand. Now, here we see that God, like we shared before, God has a very mighty hand, which we all know. But under that mighty hand, God wants us to humble ourselves. And He specifically, I believe, somewhat is addressing young people here. In verse 5, it does say, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder." And it's, you know, I think the setting here is that of pride. More specifically, that of pride, that the temptation to pride, and I know that young people, I know I was once a young person, and my temptation often was with pride. You know, in the strength of youth, we can do anything, is sometimes the mentality of young people. You know, I can do any. I know it all. I know better than my dad, and maybe you're tempted in those areas this morning. Maybe you're tempted with cares of position. Cares of you, of my future. Cares of how am I going to get through this deep problem. Cares of how I look. Cares of what others think. Brother, sister, your reputation. Jesus said, if those are cares in your life, cast all those cares upon me, for I care for you. If you're being tempted this morning in that area of pride, that insidious devil, who comes up and tempts you in with pride, you know, and that's the setting here. It says that, and that's why I believe it's more specifically about pride. It says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." We know the devil was cast out of heaven. Why? Because he rose up in pride. He rose up to exalt himself over God. Does God the Father cast him out of heaven. This morning, my dear young people, maybe you are at a place of tremendous temptation and pride. Maybe there is strife in your home because of your proud spirit. Maybe you're in a place of just, mom and dad, no, they just don't know what I feel, and they don't know that I know better. You know, you have that attitude of, I know better than them. They don't, you know, you just kind of write them off when they come along with their instruction and teaching and admonition to you. Just kind of write them off. Which says, we're in this area, we're to be sober, to be vigilant. Because our adversary, the devil, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Seeking whom he can grab into his kingdom through pride. Through the very reason that he fell. You know, that insidious pride. He longs to grab one of you. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Those same afflictions, brother, sister, that you're being tempted with, they have been accomplished, which means brethren and sisters have gone before you, have faced those same things and overcame them. So this week, as you recognize those areas of need where the enemy is prowling at you, where he's roaring at you, and he's just trying to draw you in. Yes, let's remain steadfast, even as those that have gone before us, knowing that those brethren and sisters overcame by the example of those gone before us, we can, and through God's Word. We can know likewise that we shall overcome. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. And I love this verse. It's a picture as we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, His mighty hand comes through in our lives. And we are exalted to a place of being perfected, being established, being strengthened, and being settled in our lives. That's the picture. His mighty hand comes through. He wants us to humble ourselves under His mighty hand, but then His mighty hand comes through and exalts us into a place of spiritual life and maturity. That He and that's where He desires each one of us to be. So in this thing of the Psalms 23, you know, Jesus, He wants to lead you through that valley of the shadow of death, those temptations that you're facing with pride, with all those darts that are flying, that maybe have been flying your way, and you're tempted to fear and to think, well, I don't know if I can stand against that anymore. That flood tide of evil that is coming against me. Remember the scripture, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. So be assured, as you press into those areas of need in your life, you may see areas this morning already, areas of need in this area in regarding to pride. You may see areas there. Be assured as you press in. Christ the Shepherd will walk you through that valley, bring you safely out the other side. His mighty hand will be there exalting you. Jesus says, furthermore, the shepherd, He promises His rod and staff will comfort us through it all. Through that valley, His rod, you know, I understand the shepherd's staff was used somewhat to point out the way. You know, a certain flick of the staff would be a sign, you know, would be a gesture to the sheep that they're to follow Him into another green pasture or follow Him in a certain direction He wanted to take them. And the rod, and I'm not sure if it was the same staff, but the rod was used to kind of, you know, jerk, just prod the sheep some when they began to, you know, veer off course. Began to get too close to a thicket or get too close to a place where the wild beasts were operating and praying. So the rod was used to kind of bring them back into place. And Jesus said, here it's a picture. The shepherd has a rod and a staff. And they're to be a comfort to us. As we walk through that valley of the shadow of death, the staff is there pointing out the way. And the rod is there to just, you know, help us to make adjustments when we kind of veer off into the shoulder of the road or maybe even sometimes, maybe even lose our way. But His rod is there to help us back into the path. Just prod us back to make those adjustments that are necessary. So the Lord Jesus, a shepherd, He wants to lead you into those spheres and realms this week. He wants to put you forth. And yea, help you walk through that valley of the shadow of death. Safely, triumphantly. Coming out the other side. Okay, let's go on. Verse 5 here. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. I just lost my page here. 1 minute. I think verse 5 is Christ is simply taking verse 4 a little deeper. He says here, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, giving the appearance that this person is still in the valley of the shadow of death. But in that valley of the shadow of death, with the enemies all about, with the night creatures making their noises and the beasts making their appearance and making themselves known, prowling, they prowl about, seeking prey that they can devour. In the midst of that, Jesus, our shepherd, prepares a table before us in the presence of our enemies. So, brother, sister, maybe you're going through those deep afflictions and trials and temptations. I think the shepherd says, in the valley at times, I'll even stop and take time to feed you a wonderful meal. Your enemies are all around you, but they're simply rendered powerless. They're powerless to bring about any destruction upon your life. Furthermore, they can't even get at your blessings. You know, I see this. Okay, first of all, the shepherd is leading us through that valley of the shadow of death. And he's there with us. Now he prepares a table of blessings. Right in the presence of all the enemies. There's all these blessings. All these delicacies that are poured out. That are spread upon this table. Christ heaps this table full of wonderful delicacies. And in the midst of it all, we're anointed with the oil of gladness and our cup is running over with peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You know, I'm reminded how it says in Peter, it says, Rejoice though for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations. The trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perishes may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. And that's Christ Jesus. Even as you're walking through these valleys, with the presence of your enemies around you, Jesus wants to just, from time to time, just overwhelm you with blessings. Set a table before you in the presence of your enemies. And in the midst of it all, you're filled with your head is anointed with the oil of gladness. You have peace and joy. Your cup is running over with peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. What a Savior. What a Shepherd. What a shepherd of our soul we have this morning. This all flows out of the heart of Christ our shepherd. Christ wants you to experience these things in your Christian walk. Both the temptations and trials and also this table of feasting are all part of Jesus putting forth His sheep. Jesus wants to put you forth this week, some of you, into those areas of His pasture or of His realm of Him being a shepherd over you. Okay, verse 6, David says, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I just see David, he's just overwhelmed with the blessings of God. He looks and he sees. He looks at this whole thing of Christ being a shepherd. He realizes Christ makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. He's just overwhelmed. And then furthermore, he says, Surely mercy shall follow me as well. You know that time when your soul needs to be restored. Maybe you've fallen. Maybe you have fallen into sin. Now your soul needs to be restored. You've given in to that besetting sin that you're tempted with. You need restoration of soul, and maybe through the valley of the shadow of death, there's sometimes falterings. David looks and he says, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all my days. All my days. With Christ the shepherd with me, I'm going to experience goodness and mercy. All of my days. And they shall follow me. I like that. You know, Christ goes before us as a shepherd. But these things follow us. They follow behind us. they follow us all of our days as we follow Christ the Shepherd, His mercy and His goodness. Like it says in Psalms 139, Thou hast set me behind, Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Isaiah 58, Thy righteousness shall go before Thee. The glory of the Lord shall be Thy reward. In Deuteronomy, it mentions about the blessings of God overtaking us. So let's remember, as we follow Jesus the Shepherd, those blessings will be following behind us all the time. They'll be very near to us. They'll be right with us. His goodness and His mercies will follow us. And David says, Most assuredly, I see Him saying, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. With all this in my life, all this God, all this Jesus, my Shepherd, with all this, I can't but help dwell in Your house forever. I can't help but dwell in Your presence forever. We know that the house of God in the Old Testament was His presence. For you, brother and sister, it's His presence in our lives. Surely with all this, I can't help but dwell in His presence forever. That's the heart of Jesus, the Shepherd. Jesus, the Shepherd, wants to lead you out into all of this fear of Him being your Shepherd this week. He wants you to experience these things in your heart and in your life. He wants to lead you. Now let Him lead you. Let Him lead you. Don't pump up something and don't let Him lead you. Let it move by His voice. He goeth before them, and they follow Him. How? By His voice. For they know His voice. Let Him lead each one of you into those pastures, into those areas, beside still waters, whatever area out beyond the fold Jesus wants to lead you in. Let Him do the leading and the guiding by His Spirit. Okay, in closing, let's turn back to St. John chapter 10. John chapter 10. Verse 4. Isn't it such a comfort that Jesus goes before us? And I'll just read this verse. I know I just shared on it. When He putteth forth His own sheep, He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. He leads the way for each one of us as His precious sheep. He knows us by name and calls us by name. That's going to be taking place this week. John, Samuel, Katie, Barbara, Amanda, Stephen, Abraham, it's going to be calling you by name, by name. He goeth before them, and the sheep follow Him, for they know His voice. As we simply follow Him through knowing His voice, we too can experience what David experienced in Psalms 23. Isaiah 40 says, He shall feed His flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with His arm and carry them in His bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Some of you may be little lambs this morning. Maybe you've just been born again. He shall gather the lambs with His arm. He may be carrying you through the week somewhat. He'll gather you very close. Well, the picture I get more is closeness. Just gather you very close around you. Around Himself. He knows you need that special attention at the early part of your Christian walk. He knows that you need that sincere milk of the Word as a newborn babe. He'll gather you in close as you allow Him to. Real close to His heart. And yes, to the rest of us, He shall feed His flock like a shepherd, which I have gone over all of that already. And then, just three more scriptures or 4 here in verse 9 of chapter 10. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Maybe some of you are not saved this morning. Maybe you haven't experienced even salvation. Well, Christ is the door of the sheepfold. If you come to Him, you can enter in. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Shall go in and out and find pasture. There's that beautiful scene. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come as the shepherd of your soul, that you might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That's the heart of Jesus the shepherd to each one of you here this morning who have a heart that is fully surrendered and are following after Him as the shepherd of your soul. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. He's giving his very life. He gave his life on Calvary. But this morning even, I believe He's given His very life for you. He's giving of Himself, pouring out His life so that you can continue to be one of His dear sheep following Him through life's pathway. Then verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. What a dwelling place we have as precious sheep of the fold of Jesus. Each one of us is precious. Each one of us is very dear to His heart. Each one of you young people, Jesus Christ loves you. Those who are ministering the Word this week love you. We just desire to see God fulfill His utmost glory in your life. The utmost of His glory. You may fulfill His purpose. The very purpose He placed you upon the earth for. Placed you here for a purpose. Follow Jesus as shepherd, and He will lead you into all those purposes, into all His will. God bless.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's John 10, 27 through 30, or 29. Amen. Thank you, Brother Mel, for laboring in the Word, lifting up the Lord Jesus Christ to us this morning, our all-sufficient shepherd. Hallelujah. Praise God. We want to open it up here this morning for someone to share. If you have something on your heart you'd like to share, maybe a word of testimony or a confession of need, whatever God lays on your heart here this morning. Someone want to share? Raise your hand so the ushers can get a microphone to you if you desire to share. Mind the Lord, that we can be edified here together. Is there anyone? All right, hand up here in the front on the sister's side. Hand in the back on the brother's side next to the sound booth. So raise your hand up high so the ushers can bring you the microphone. All right. Okay. Brother Seth.
Yeah, I was very blessed by the messages this morning, and I was amazed at how they tied together. One thing I was thinking about, though, being a young person and walking my Christian life out, all these things are based upon my choice to follow after Christ. It's my choice to want that holiness and to want those things that Brother Mel was speaking about. It's not just going to happen. We have to make the choice that things aren't necessarily going. It isn't going to necessarily mean that we're going to look cool to everybody else. We're going to have to make the choices to follow after God, and it's not always going to be easy on us.
Thank you, brother. He that loses his life for my sake and the gospel, he shall find it. Amen. All right, sister.
I was blessed by the verses in Isaiah. I like them. That Brother Mel read this morning. There's a number of different ones, like, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." And it reminded me of a poem that I read this week that I really liked, and so I'd like to read it. "They on the heights are not the souls who never erred nor went astray, who trod unswerving to their goals along a smooth road-bordered way. Nay, those who stand where first comes dawn are those who stumbled but went on."
Praise God. Thank you for sharing. If you just cut this mic a little bit. Thank you. Okay, who's next? All right, go ahead.
I was really blessed with the message. I wasn't really discouraged this morning, but I was carrying some heavy burdens, and I just told Mal this morning I didn't know what his message was going to be on, because he usually likes to surprise me too. So, but I just told him when we were praying, I said, "I just feel like I need comfort." And this message just really ministered to me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Comfort ye, my people. Amen. Thank you. Where's the other microphone? Right over here.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to thank you all for your prayers in this past week. I guess you all know I had a hard seizure last Sunday afternoon, and I was in the hospital for a couple hours, and that evening I took my medication again, so I'm back on my medication, and it was a big disappointment for me, but I found a verse in Psalms this week that I was really clinging to so far. It's in Psalm 71, verse 14. It says, "I will hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more." So that's a verse that was a big comfort to me.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Amen. The other microphone somewhere else? Go ahead. Anyone else, get your hand up so the ushers can get you the microphone. Yes, ma'am.
I want to say that I was blessed with the message. Thank you, Brother Mel, for preaching the simple, straightforward gospel message there. I pondered the first line there in that psalm already. "The Lord is my shepherd," and I've imagined the sheep that were in the care of that tender shepherd. They could say, if they would meet some sheep from another fold, perhaps they'd get to talking about what life and how life is like, and maybe how difficult life would be. And maybe those sheep would be sick or not doing so well. But these sheep in this fold, they could say, "The Lord is my shepherd." And then they go on to talk about what their shepherd is like and what their shepherd does for them. And I believe that every one of us should be that way. We should be absolutely, totally convinced that the Lord is my shepherd. This is not just some other shepherd. No, this is not a stranger. It's the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. What about yours, you know? Who are you following? What voice do you follow? So, may God be glorified. Thank you, Brother Mel, for sharing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else share a word of testimony? A blessing. It's a hand in the middle. Hand over here on the sister's side. This is always a beautiful part of the service. Amen.
I praise the Lord for the message this morning, and it reminded me of some verses I had read earlier in the week from Isaiah 52 with the precious promise of God for His people. Specifically, it's speaking of Israel here, but application can be made to us for the faithfulness of our God and the work that He is doing. It says in God's Word, "Now therefore, what have I here, saith the Lord, that my people is taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith the Lord, and my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion. Break forth into joy. Sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord hath comforted his people. He hath redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God."
Praise God. Amen. Is your microphone over here? Yes.
Yes. I just want to rejoice in the message this morning also. You know, I'm not a youth. The message was for the youth. But this morning I read John chapter 10 this morning, meditated my way through the chapter, and noted, as Mel brought out to us, that that the sheep know the voice of their shepherd. And referencing Gerald's word also this morning to us about desiring the Lord, I just cried out to the Lord this morning that I would be able to hear His voice and know His voice. You know, sometimes when you're in the fiery trials, it's not always easy to discern which voices you're hearing, because you have the voice of God to hear. Sometimes the voice of the enemy can work you over real good. Sometimes you have your own voice, your reasonings, leaning on your own understandings. And sometimes you have the voice of other people. And so I would just encourage all of you young people this week that you tune in to the voice of the shepherd like we were encouraged. His voice is still, small, usually doesn't shout at us. Our hearts have to tune in to hear that voice. But oh, how sweet is that voice when you hear God calling your name. May we hear the voice of the shepherd in our daily life.
Amen. Amen. Well, we praise God for His gentle voice speaking to our hearts. Thank you, Brother Mel, for preaching the Word to us, lifting up Jesus. It's one of my favorite chapters. Is there anyone else? Okay, hand on the sister's side.
I just want to thank the Lord for the message this morning. I came to Bible school with a deeper desire to grow deeper in the Lord. And I really need some direction. And I feel like that message was for me this morning. Because sometimes it's hard for us to see that God has promised that He will lead. And just in what He shared this morning, I'm reassured that God does have a direction for me to go. And He does have a place for me to fill. And I pray that this week, maybe I can be shown a little further what that is to be. And I just want to thank the Lord for His reassuring word this morning.
Amen. Thank you. Bless you. All right. Also on the sister's side.
Yes, I want to give a testimony of joy this morning that He surely does restore our souls, and that that means that He continues to restore it and restore it and restore it. It's not a one-time thing, and I want to praise Him for that. And I also want to say that we've been through a little bit of the valley of the shadow of death, and I found how wonderful it is that He is with us and that we need not be afraid when He is with us. I also wanted to thank the first brother who gave us Psalm 27 that, for in the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion, that we do have times of trouble, but then it says, He shall set me upon a rock. And God is so very faithful, isn't He, that He'll set us upon a rock. And also the brother shared that I'd fainted unless I'd believed to see the goodness of the Lord, and that our God is so good that no matter what trials come our way and when we feel like we're going to faint, that we can believe in the goodness of our Lord because Amen. It's steady and constant and it's always there. So I just want to testify of how very good God is to us.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. Yes, the voice of the Lord. Psalm 29 speaks about the voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve. Oh, I love it. You know, He can shake what needs to be shaken. He can break what needs to be broken. But then He can bring forth to life. He maketh the hinds to calve. He's the one who giveth life. Hallelujah. Thank you for listening. We hope this message has blessed you. If you would like additional messages or a catalog, please visit our website at ccfsermons.org. Call us at 855-55-CHARITY or write to us at Charity Christian Fellowship, 59 South Groffdale Road, Leola, PA, 17540. This ministry is supported by your donations. May Jesus Christ be Lord of all.